How are y'all feeling? This is, it's a cold night. It's very cold. I don't preferably like to go out when it's this cold, but you know what? We ball. And you know what? It's all it is, bro. It's been a rough week. I'm not gonna get into it, but fuck it. We ball. Tonight we have a very special episode. We got the homie Trey in the studio. You know, we also premiere new music by the homie Ndachi. I hope I pronounced that right. I'm not sure if I did, but he has a new single out called Sinners. We're about to play it. You guys are getting a worldwide exclusive. And after that, we're going to be playing some Trey songs. Maybe some unreleased. Who knows? We'll see how that night goes. But we probably... I got something special for you guys. But yo, without further ado, guys, this is Sinners by Ndachi. Let's get it. World exclusive. That was Ndachi with Sinners, brand new single. We're gonna get him on the show eventually, guys, but you know what? Tonight is about the homie Trey, guys. Well, give a round of applause for Trey, guys. Let's go. We also got the homie Mars co-hosting for us tonight.
Do ya sabes.
That's what's up. We also got the homeboy SideQuest Kenny in the background. How you feeling, Kenny?
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Yes, sir. How you feeling, Trey?
I'm feeling good. You know, it's just like a little first time, but it's all right.
It's your first time being interviewed?
Yep.
That's first what's up, bro. Time. But you know, it's a lot of people like get nervous when it comes to it, but at the same time, bro, it's just a conversation. You know what I mean? Mm. People get like nervous, like, oh my God, what questions do I ask? You know, but like, yeah, we gotta take it easy, bro. It's just, sure. We talk about anything you want too, bro. Mm. But let's talk about your music, bro. So tell the viewers about yourself. Who is Trey?
That's a good question. The way that I kind of explain myself about myself is more like I'm just a boy that's trying to find like this passion about music and art. And since this is pretty much what I've lived for when I grew up, it's more like a way of speaking to people, you know, through art, creativity, or any type of other way. And I like to put also my faith into it, most likely. And that's just, my faith is most likely projected through art and music. And that's just what I do. You know, I try to tell people, you know, if you're good at doing something, make sure you put like the most center point, which for me is God, for sure. But for other people, it could be anything else. But for me, it's more likely that.
I really like that. It's really cool. Usually when we have like guests on, they don't really like first off say like what their main like central point is. But you know what? I like how like straightforward you are. I think it's really cool that you have such an honesty to it, you know what I mean? I think it's really cool.
I mean, I'm never gonna lie, I'm never gonna back down. Jesus,
exactly,
you know, he's
bro.
Centered, he's really? Centered, bro. Man,
you gotta be you 100%, bro. Yes, you don't want to be anyone else except for you at the same time,
amen.
So, how long have you been doing music for,
guys? Help me, honestly. About probably like two years, probably 2.5 years.
Two and a half years.
I'd say when I was very serious to it, probably like a year. Damn. At least.
Okay, yo. So everyone's been coming up in a year, bro. I've heard like 8 different people just start popping off in a year, bro. What a great.
Yeah.
Like, we're making our own era, kind of like our own SoundCloud era type shit.
Not for sure. No, not for real. Yeah. 2016 part 2.
Literally, bro. It's 2026, bro. We all up. For real. And that's what's really cool. So, like, what's your first impressions of, like how did you first start, like, doing music?
Honestly, it was one of my homies that did music first. Shout out Pluto. He was actually the first person that was doing music and like freestyling together, making on beats and everything. He actually got me very more closer to trying, so I kept on trying. You know, I was very inspired by, you know, Travis Scott. I played with Cardi, so I was kind of imitating this type of flow, and most likely Lil Uzi Vert, the beats and everything. I was just like really on that. Then afterwards, when it comes to more like experimenting, it's more like Pierre Bourne, you know, him. Pierreborn and who else? Pharrell Williams. Both of the
Ooh,
two.
Okay,
I like the two.
I love Pharrell Williams, bro. Yeah. Like OG. Honestly, I like Neptune's Pharrell Williams a lot more than regular Pharrell Williams, you know?
Especially I'd say Draft Punk also. Draft Punk?
Draft Punk?
Daft Punk's tough.
Daft Punk?
Yeah, Draft Punk. Yeah, it's tough, bro.
You know what? Low key,
it is
very tough. I like it. It's about the when in retirement.
The retirement. I would say I can't be mad though, because you know they had a whole bunch of gender. Like
100%.
You can play back their songs and it still sounds good. So I'm just like,
really, their music is timeless.
Exactly.
Is that what you're striving for your music too?
Yeah, I would say that's more. When it comes to my music, I'm just out here to send a message.
100%.
You know, it's the same way. Like, you know, like most likely I'm talking about my faith again, but like, you know, God's message, it never fades away. 2,000 years ago it was there. 2,000 years later it's still there. So I'm trying to, like, pretty much like just retell, you know, whatever it is of that word to kind of like touch people's souls, to know that, you know, you can be feeling down a bunch of times in life, but there's always something out there. You know, there's a light out there that keeps on calling for you, but it's just for you to reach out for that light. And that's pretty much how I visualize God. Like, he just like reaches his arms out for you, and it's just for you to choose out of love, if you love him back, to get back to him.
I low-key needed to hear that, bro. Wow. I'm not even that religious, but I needed to hear that. That's a rough week, bro. That's really tough, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's really beautiful, for real. Like, it's it touches your soul. Okay? Making me all nice and stuff, you know? man, but that's really cool. So, like, Pharrell Williams, Daft Punk, who else inspires you?
Who else inspires me? Honestly, other people too. Even the guys right here. You know, like, I got Raph over there. He really inspires me when it comes to like changing my music stuff.
Shout out Raph.
I got Imani. Imani really helped me when it comes to punching. Not gonna lie.
Oh, for
punching
real?
In.
Shout out to
punching
Imani
in.
For real.
And Blast Hate. You know, my boy Ansley. He's been my brother since childhood, and ever since that day he always been keeping it real with my music, saying like, do this, improve and all that. Like, He's been my guy for a while.
Honesty is the best thing you can have, especially when it comes to like making music.
All of them, Billy included. Billy, that's first time I met him. So, first time I met him, he played me one of his songs, bro. It was insane.
Yeah?
Yeah, insane. And then the first song, we actually did a music video for him.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Yeah, it was just like pure, like just... Yeah, just pure friends, bro. Anything.
That's great, bro.
Then now we just all, you know, Joy Kim, new member, you know what I'm saying? Like, we just all swap now. You know what I'm saying? Like, all of them are just like...
It's a small world, bro. Everyone knows each other. Like, I remember I've met you and Belle at the first event. It was during the summer. What was that event called?
It was at Beaubien. No, it was...
It was
Beaubien
at...
Or
it
26?
It was at Beaubien.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was like at the first show I think we had.
Yeah, that was like everyone's first show for some reason.
Everyone's first show.
Binboy was there. Yeah. Binboy invited me, and after I showed up with a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I remember that.
That's how I met him, and I networked the hell out. That's where I met everyone from the underground, too.
That's how you met Binboy. That's how you met Raf, Zami,
everybody. Bro. It was amazing. And and then the rest
really
is history.
Fun. Yo, you guys were dropping freestyles. It was crazy.
Yes, yeah.
I remember
that. That was crazy. Bro, you done a freestyle after?
Ooh, putting me on the spot right here.
Do you want to? Are you comfortable?
I could try. Yeah,
we can try.
Yeah. We can try.
Who knows? But yo, I'm really excited. So, we're premiering six new songs. Mm-hmm. Three of them are in streaming,
yep.
Which is First Shine, which is my personal favorite because I've had that on repeat for a minute.
Spectra.
There's also Keep Praising from your newest project called Rebirth,
yeah,
which is also pretty good. And yeah, there's also something called Ya Okar.
Ya Okar.
Ya Okar is actually really hard.
Yeah.
And then we got three unreleased songs.
Yeah.
So how about we just play the streaming ones first?
Yes,
then
sir.
Talk about it, mm-hmm. And after we'll go straight out to the unreleased, and we'll talk about it even more.
Let's do that.
Yo,
let's do that.
This is 1690, the come up. Get ready. This is a world premiere. All new Trey. Let's get it.
C'est chaud, ouais, c'est Dieu qui a parlé. Ah ouais, les gars savent pas quand je rentre dans mon rap. Ouais, ça passe ou ça casse ou ça hit ou ça passe. Y'a des temps dans les jours quand je me sens trop bas. Quand je prie à Dieu, il m'a pas sous son bras. Moi je le croise dans mon espace, fils de la croix. Moi je suis dans mon bas. Moi je prie à Jésus, toi prie à quoi. Quand t'en bats, God, toi tu parlais de quoi. Chaque fois que nous deux on regarde sur de l'eau, moi j'arrive mon reflet, mais toi tu voyais quoi. 2026, je suis incarné à nouveau. Cet esprit certifié juste par le royaume. Tu veux un request, mais je te donne un mot. De ta vie à Christ est renée à nouveau. Elle a dit, j'ai trop parlé, je suis taillé mon bout. Il y a aucun écart entre toi et son mot. Il y a aucun comme Jésus, y'a un. Il y a aucun comme Jésus, y'a un. Il y a aucun boy, y'a aucun. Il y a aucun comme Jésus, y'a un. Ouais, j'trop parlé, moi j'suis tanné. Avant j'ai sauvé, c'est pour tout écarré. Moi j'ai rien dit, c'est les versets qui parlaient. Chacun c'est chaud, ouais, c'est Dieu qui a parlé. Ah ouais, les gars savent pas quand je rentre dans mon rap. Ouais, ça passe ou ça casse ou ça hit ou ça passe. Y'a des temps dans les jours quand je me sens trop bas. Quand je prie à Dieu, il m'a pas sous son bras. Moi je le croise dans mon espace, fils de la croix. Moi je suis dans mon bas. Moi j'prie à Jésus, toi prie à quoi. Quand t'en bats, God, toi tu parlais de quoi. Chaque fois que nous deux on regarde sur de l'eau, moi j'arrive mon reflet, mais toi tu voyais quoi. 2026, je Et si je suis incarné à nouveau, cet esprit s'édifie juste par le royaume. Tu veux un request, mais je te donne un mot. De ta vie à Chris et René à nouveau. Elle a dit, j'ai trop parlé, je suis tellement beau. Y'a aucun écart entre toi et son mot. Y'a aucun comme Jésus, y'a un. Y'a aucun comme Jésus, y'a un. Y'a aucun boy, y'a aucun. Y'a aucun comme Jésus, y'a un. Y'a aucun comme Dieu, y'a un. Y'a aucun comme Dieu, y'a un. Y'a aucun boy, y'a aucun. Y'a aucun boy, y'a un. Y'a aucun boy, y'a un. Y'a aucun boy, y'a un.
Brave New Jams, your source for the best in improvisational rock and roll. That's Brave New Jams, Saturday, 10 p.m. till midnight, on CJLO, 1690 a.m., CJLO.com.
Listen to Madun Talk on CJLO, 1690 a.m., Saturdays, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., hosted by Kamala Madun-Talkwright, an introduction to revolutionary reggae consciousness and the Caribbean indigenous community. Maroons, Caramanti, Kumina, Caribs, Taino, and Rastafarian culture, issues affecting the BIPOC community.
Good evening, dear listeners. There's a synth in the house. My name is Matt Faye, and every Wednesday at 10 p.m., I explore songs with any kinds of synthesizers in them across all genres through thematic sessions or free-for-all jams. Trust me, you'll enjoy it as I do know a thing or two about good music. Through random trivia, occasional puns, or my wacky narration, I will make your evenings better amidst this turbulent world. So, come on in, enter my cozy abode, cause there's a synth in the house. Join me Wednesdays 10 p.m.
Only on CJLO.
1690, welcome back to the Come Up Bro with our special guest, Trey. We just heard three back-to-back songs, three back-to-back bangers, honestly, between insane bars and insane beats. Shout out to the producer who's actually here in the studio. What's his name, my fault?
Rafi.
Rafi, shout out Rafi, bro. Y'all cooked. Yo, that was insane. So let's talk about the song. Let's start with Keep Praising. That's your most recent one.
Yeah.
Right? From your last album called Rebirth.
Rebirth.
So what was the process behind that song?
It's a lot. Honestly, I had to really think deep about what I was about to drop. because it's something that it's like it's religious 100%. So I don't want to backlash, put some cuss in it, or way more like try to focus on my old beats. Rebirth, like it says, is pretty much like a rebirth in Christ, rebirth in Jesus after that I gave my life to him. So I had to most likely keep praising. Most likely this song is to say, like, you know, keep praising even though you get lows and downs in your life. And most likely that, you know, with God, anything is possible. So I just did that song. And when it comes to all the other beats, you know, on that music, it's more, it's my life story, my tribulation, my temptations, my lows, and what God did for me, my miracles and every blessings that he did for me, for real.
That's what's up. I like that a lot. Yeah. And it's very, it lifts up your spirits, I find, you know, like I think it's very,
that's because the Holy Spirit is pouring into it.
What's up, bro? That's bro, what, literally.
That's what, man.
For real. Mario, what do you have to think about that?
I think it's very authentic, bro. And I think that's the best thing you got to do.
Thank you.
I think you got a good team. Your music is authentic. And it's like the best path you can take, for real. Because you can feel it in your music. You know, when people are just there and spitting nonsense.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, maybe you'll make one viral TikTok song. But then after that, what? You know?
Yeah.
Like, you have something to build on, to build with. And I think it's great, bro. I think you got the good stuff.
Appreciate
you,
bro.
Keep going on, bro.
Thank you.
Yeah, keep going, bro. For real. It's some... You can tell when someone's authentic, you know, when we have a bunch of guests on the studio, you know, or whenever we're playing new songs, you can really tell, like, who's really doing it for, like, the love and the passion for it, and who's just doing it for, like, the fame, you know what I mean? And we can tell that, like, you're doing it for, like, maybe more towards the passion, but, you know, you have a good balance of both, you know what I mean? Like, there's hits. There's great hits on this.
Not gonna lie.
But, yo, let's talk about the next song that we played, Yaoukar.
Yaoukar.
That's a French one. That one sticks
out. Yeah, that's French. Yeah.
So what was the process behind that one? Why a French one?
I'm not going to lie. I just freestyled in English. Then afterwards, I was just like, yo, I'm just going to switch it and put it in French. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, I was just like, just spitting some random bars. But most likely it was like already written bars that I've done in the past, like I think like 2 months ago. So I tried to put it into the song and then it worked out. And most likely the French part is really mostly inspired by French artists like Sherif Lazoun. Sherif Lazoun. I ain't gonna lie.
That's what's up. Shout out to him.
Yeah, shout out. And when it comes to Rebirth, what can I add to that? Now, if you listen to all of the music, I think there's like 15, I'm not even sure. But if you listen to all my music, the way it's ordered, it's all from, like, you know, it goes keep praising, of course. Then afterwards, you have Grace Till the End, John 3:16, which is God's, well, it's a verse.
Yeah.
But it's more like God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, for whoever believes in him never perish but have everlasting life. And that's a promise that God gave to all humanity because he loved humanity so much.
Okay, so you really thought about this.
Yeah.
Okay, this is like, honestly, I always love myself a good, like, album synchronizing. You know what I mean? Or not?
Yeah.
Like, what's the word? Like, not a... when you structure an album specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
Introspective album.
Introspective
Shout album. Shout out money.
It was. I was gonna say an album rollout, but you know what, bro? This was honestly really cool. I thought it was a really good, like, everything. It was like a beginning and an end.
Yeah.
Mm. And I think, like, that was just it's refreshing to see that, especially for, like, underground. You know, like, a lot of people just put music just to put it, but now, like, you know, this is something that, like, really professional too.
Yeah.
You know
the last song, "Give the Love," is really just like, you know, the love you receive from God. That love is called agape.
Okay.
Agape is the most crucial, fundamental love that you can share with a lot of people. I'm getting emotional a little bit, but that's
okay,
real.
Okay, bro.
But, like,
I've been getting, like, emotional all week too.
It's like the biggest emotion that any other human cannot share the same way as God, because it's like it's infinite. Who can share infinite love with other people? Not 100%. Us. We cheat. We lie, we do all of that. So we're like, we're flawed by a way. So if we try to love somebody else the same way God loves the church or God loves every single people, that's how it is.
That's what's up, bro. Honestly.
So give the love, give the same love that God gave to you.
Honestly, I think it's also important that we also learn to forgive people.
Yep.
Like, my parents are more religious than I am. I grew up Catholic, and forgiveness was always, like, a big part of it, especially for, like, church, you know, like, what's the... I'm not sure if it's a verse or it's a saint. It's like, like if someone slaps your like your face, you know,
yeah, this one is actually misinterpreted. It's more like trying to keep the person in the same level as you. So if somebody slaps you with the first front of the right hand, he has to, if you give him the other cheek, he has to slap you with the same, but in the back. So that means he, you have to put him in the same level as you. That's pretty much like how a church father actually explained it to me. And it's more like, you know, it's keeping your enemy, but at the same rooted level as you. So if he try to bash slap you, he's gonna, the way he's gonna bash up you again has to be from the same level. So now he's weak, just like you are, you know. So now you're in the same level.
Okay, so you're bringing him down to your level.
Basically. Exactly.
I didn't put
him,
like
put him back to the law, pretty much.
I thought it was like about forgiveness too, but I think it can be misinterpreted too.
Right? Exactly, misinterpretation is something.
It's a common. Well, I mean, is it misinterpretation or is it like different and like maybe analogies? Maybe.
I mean. Most likely, I mean, the way, because it's a parable. So right. When Jesus always gives parables, it's more for the wit, for the mind, for the wise mind, for the people to like pretty much, you know, decorticate everything. So when it comes to that, you know, there's another thing. Like if you have ever looked at a woman in lust, then you have committed adultery in your heart. That's not saying like, you know, afterwards, there's that verse saying like cut your right arm, you plug out your right eye and everything.
Yeah.
That's not literally. If anybody does that, please don't do that.
Yeah, no,
please don't do that.
We don't revise that.
Don't do that. Don't do that. That's more of saying that what's good to keep yourself on that lust with all your body and throwing it to hell than just putting one body out of part of everything. Because, you know, we made, as soon, you know, you gave your life to Christ, it's pretty much that now Christ lives in you. So we're one in Christ now. So anything you do is most likely already washed away. For he died for past, present, and future sins.
That's what's up. And in a lot of ways, it's like, you know, if you hurt one person, you're also hurting yourself in a way. Kind
yes.
of. Honestly, I think we got to remember that, too. Like, especially, like, with everything that's happening in the world, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a bunch of just chaos and betrayal and...
persecution.
Literally, bro. It's just... Yeah. It's a mess out there. Low-key, it's sad to see, but, you know, we got to take it one day at a time, right?
Yeah, one step.
But honestly, let's talk about the last song that we also played. First Shine. Now, this one is my personal
favorite.
First Shine made it onto the top 20, the top songs of the Come Ups 2025 playlist.
Actually. Yo, wait, it did?
It did, yeah.
I did not know that.
Yo.
Wow.
It was hard. It was hard, dude. I loved the song. I loved it.
That's
I loved
amazing.
The vocals. I loved everything. It just, like, it felt like you were, like, ascending to, like, an airplane. You know what I mean? Like, you just
yeah.
felt like, yo. Nah. On some like different like spirituals, like yeah. but like, so what was the process behind that song? I know it's like a
that song is real.
It's real.
That song is real. I'm saying right now, when it comes to all my past songs, of course I'm rap capping. I'm saying this track. Oh, I'm rap capping. But these songs, most specifically, Spectra was real. It was really about one of my past meetings that I had. You know, women. Honestly, you know, forgiveness. Like we spoke, how to forgive at the end, but. This music was most likely how every single people see the like pretty much their first love, something like that. You know, first shine, meaning like they just shine it. Pretty much, it's just like a treasure to you. You want to do, you want to treat it, you want to treat them well. You want to be like there for them every single time, treasure them. So when I spoke about that music, I was pretty much that emotion, that feeling.
Yeah,
pretty much. And then after that, shout out to my to Future X-Law. She helped me with the mixing, the producing, not the producing, but the mixing and the engineering. And, you know, it's really just that Spectra, he came up with that name.
That's a crazy name. How did you come up with that?
Yeah.
You can come on, you can come on the mic if you want to say it.
Yeah, come on, bro.
What's your name, man?
My name is Imani. I'm a producer, rapper, you know.
Shout out to him. So talk to us about Spectra. What was the process behind
Spectra,
it?
At first, originally, if I remember well, he was talking to me about the project. He's like, yo, I got this project coming up, but I don't really got a name. And I'm like, what the project is about? And I'm pretty sure it was something that had to do with light and sun and sunshine and stuff like that. And I thought about that, and I said, you know, albums really need like a memorable name or like some unique name.
Yeah.
And I felt like Spectra was the right thing to like the right because plus I think he sent me the I did my research. He sent me the cover art and I said, you know what, let me research like a cooler way of describing like sunshine and hope and stuff like that. So I said, you know what? I found Spectra. I read the definition. I'm like, yeah, it kind of fits the premise of the project. So I said, you know what? Call it Spectra.
It came out perfectly because, you know what? It's so memorable. Like, especially when I was like going through like your catalog music. Yeah. Like, I just saw it stand out. I was like, oh, wait, what is this? And also, the album cover is crazy.
Yeah.
Who did that?
I did it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
I did it. I'm a secret graphic designer. I do that a lot.
Ooh, okay.
Graphic designer, editor, video editor. I just like doing
it. You're a jack of all trades.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. All right, creativity. I'm born into it, I guess.
Yo, that's what's up, bro. We need more multi-talented individuals, bro. I think it's the best thing that we need right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yo, we've played all these on streaming songs.
Yes, sir.
We're about to tease the audience with some unreleased songs.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about these unreleased songs?
The unreleased songs are actually all part of my future EP.
Oh, okay. Can you give us a name? Or
New Season.
A new season.
New season, okay. But just like all letters. So like N-S-E-N.
Okay, that's tough.
Yeah.
That's really tough. Okay, I'm excited for that. So yo, without further ado, guys, this is some unreleased songs from New Season by Trey, bro. You guys are getting a world exclusive. Before it was exclusive, bro. So let's get it.
I ain't got time for the thing. Tell me what the thing's made. I just try to take out the pain. Two tunes on the way. I'm tryna make my way now, huh? Everybody wanna pray out a gun now. They see like they lost what they have now, huh? Man, I got some hope for the day now, huh? I'm losing my mind, just friends in disguise. You never see real, they pull out their lies. They say that I'm cool, but I see their demise. I'm beating my pace every time that I tie, huh? They say that I'm gone when I pay out the price. They say that I'm lonely when I take out the mind, huh? I'm taking it slowly, huh? They say that I'm lonely. Ain't that thing that I know. Everybody come back without a load. Stomach hurts, it I done. Once you do, I know, say, but I bad. Once you pass on, I fall. C'est pas moi qui fais la mal. Je te dis, ouais, non, j'ai vu tout ce que fait du mal. Parce que je suis pas avec ça. Difficile à croire, moi, je le crois sur mon neck. Mais j'ai le carry on the back. Carry the cross, rewind the game. Carry the cross, crucify your flesh. I know that's all, I know that's true. I be just here, I know what to do. Wait. Lay it up, this is way too fast, take the time out. Jesus not dead, he's still alive. Down on the cross for 3 days in that rise. He died for the world, he died for the light. Now the lies being told are pulling on some light. Now they got one switch, quand ils entendent un truc qui n'est pas. Mais c'est pas moi qui passe dans les lives. I be uncomfortable for your soul. But I'm not the one lying, I pull my go. Not doing all this for a show. I'm giving them glory until they know. Christ once died, came back to life. Christ once died, came back to life. Yeah, Christ once died, came back to life. Christ once died, came back to life. Christ once died. Cross ones, came back to life. Cross ones died, came back to life. Yeah, cross ones died and came back to life.
Praying for motion, I've been one die back, so need the beginning. Even though I lost, God win. I'm just trying to go pray to repent. I'm tryna find my way back. I'm tryna know what I like. I'm tryna end it right there. I'm tryna find my way back. I'm tryna see what is out there. I'm tryna be cautious and care. But nobody knew I was out there. I'm tryna say everything bad. I try to go move with the past, but I know that it's still stress. I couldn't do that by myself, but I know God is still best. The way that I move, the way that I say and to choose. Why you looking confused? Cause God really helped me to do. I tryna put it on me, okay. I tryna put it on me. I try to put it on me, okay. I just try to get on my way back. See the moment, try to get a step back. I be ready, baby, I'll be right back. I don't got any problems, I'm with that. I'm tryna find my way back. I'm tryna know what I like. I'm tryna end it right there. I'm tryna find my way back. I'm tryna see what is out there. I'm tryna be cautious and care. But nobody knew I was out there. I'm tryna say everything back. I try to go move with the past, but I know that it's still stress. I couldn't do that by myself, but I know God is still best. What is there else to do? What else is affecting my mood? Tryna come right back and choose, we got nothing to do. Tryna tell you, bro, it's the mood. Yeah, yeah. I tryna put it on me. I tryna put it on me, okay. I tryna put it on me. I try to put it on me, okay. Yeah, in the beginning, God created heavens and earth. A love that we couldn't deserve. It's sin is a curse. I don't know what they're trying to hurt, but I try to know I deserve it.
I know that I'm blessed, I am. Still ain't got it by the truth, and you just don't know what to do. I'm down, not grow. I don't need no sip on Malibu. Stressing by the way back, but we cross everything cool. I know that I'm blessed, I am. Still ain't got it by the truth, and you just don't know what to do. I was down, not grow. I don't need no sip on Malibu. Stressing by the way back, but we cross everything cool. Prayer up and you know the drill. Tell the Lord about all of your pain and you won't feel. I don't fight up all that stress that I was chasing. I want freedom in the kingdom of Jesus Christ. I receive it for salvation. I'm trying to find my way back. I'm trying to find my way back.
What is this? Where am I, man?
Electric Messiah, Thursdays 8 p.m. on CJLO 1690 AM, Jesus and Satan's favorite metal show.
Hi, and welcome to the show tonight. Tonight we have
the best new music.
But right now, let's check out the changes in this week's
CJLO
Top 30.
Charts and crafts. Counting down the best new artists played at the station. Every Friday at noon, only on CJLO 1690 AM.
The Go-Go Radio Magic Show. Friday night from 6 till 8 on CJLO. Tune in. Turn on. Freak out.
CJLO 1690, we are back at it again, bro. The come up. With Trey, bro. I forgot to introduce myself, bro. I'm the white boy with sauce, bro. I always tell myself on the first episode, like, yo, what's the white boy with sauce? What's up? But you know what, bro? It's me. I'm back at it again.
Yeah, tell Trey. Us about yourself, man.
Nah, don't worry. I'm going through it. It's going to be a depressing episode if we do that. We also with the homie Mars.
Yeah, tu ya sabes, bro.
That's right, bro. He just dropped his newest single last 2 weeks.
I didn't know you made music.
Yeah, I've been doing it for a minute, but now I'm starting to release, you know?
That's good.
And you, I think I found my sound, so we'll see how it goes. We'll see how we can get it out there, you know? Always thinking about finding new ways to get it out there, market it, have a good identity, a brand, you know?
What type of genre?
I do a lot of Spanish music.
Spanglish,
you know? You
wanna okay, you're going to do some reggae type?
Yeah. So
okay.
I'm maybe thinking about getting into Los Corridos, you know?
Los Corridos, yeah, I know that.
Los Corridos Tumbados, that would be fire.
That was
then
cool.
We'll see how the production goes, you know? Because you see, these productions, like, you need a band, a live band.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a different style, you see? Like, trap, yeah. It's cool because you can be on the computer, you can mm-hmm. produce something crazy.
But you need, like, real, raw instruments.
Exactly.
I feel you.
So it's like, it's another style, it's another way of expressing yourself at this point.
That's bliss.
Yeah.
It is bliss, but you know what, bro? It's so fun hearing like a new genre you don't really hear often.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Spanish, especially in like Montreal, they're like, yeah, it's there, but like, you know, especially like someone like really showcasing it like you know, it's why it's important. Mm-hmm. It's always like, you know, represent type shit, you know. Exactly. That's why you got a platform, you know, we're gonna play every type of music. That's why we're here.
Yeah. But that Spanish music most likely be like in America. Here in Canada be cool though.
Yeah, exactly. And it's starting to build a community, you see? Like, they're even building like some studios and mm-hmm. all that. So we'll see how it goes for real. And so, I think Montreal is a great place. The industry itself.
Yeah.
I was looking at it. I think we have the 7th best industry in the world right now in Montreal.
Ooh.
Because there's so many cultures, there's so many styles, and then there's also not just that, but the audience is like. The audience is open it's open to listen to new styles, to do these underground shows, and this is why the come up exists, you know.
Shout out.
we try to get into every style, and like everybody has their own way of expressing, and it's like nobody should be there to judge or anything.
Yeah.
And I think it's at the end of the day, if you have a clean production, you got a good producer, you got a good mic, a good studio, bro.
Yeah, no, you're
good. You can make bangers, you know?
Big bangers.
And Montreal is a great space to do it.
That's true.
Montreal is the city of opportunity, bro. No one even talks about that, bro. Mm-hmm. There's so much, like potential with it. No one really talks about it, but you know what? The community is there.
Yes.
Everyone knows each other.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's just a matter of time, because I feel like we get overshadowed by Toronto a lot.
Now we do. Honestly, I mean, most likely, you know, most of the biggest artists in the underground kind of go to Toronto already.
Yeah.
So,
facts.
I ain't gonna lie. My wish for Montreal, most likely, is for Montreal to be recognized, like, a lot. For the point that we have our own underground,
mm-hmm.
and most likely, you know, other underground artists come in here, do their thing, and most likely collaborate here, and other artists in Montreal.
And
so...
And in your opinion, do you think like bringing in that French vibe is the way to go?
Honestly, French, Spanish, English, whatever language you speak, bro, bring it in.
Okay,
like,
okay.
It don't
okay.
matter. Like, most likely when it comes to like putting, like being multicultural, because we are a multicultural country. Like, we are multicultural as a city.
Yeah.
So it's good to like bring all the cultures all together, you know, doing all that music and stuff. So.
I agree with that, bro. The city itself is just like a melting pot of cultures and genres, you know what I mean? And I think that we have a lot to like show to the world.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really important that like we show that we're not just being overshadowed by Toronto.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because at the same time, you know, like Toronto, like they have like a bunch of like well-known artists, but like who do we have?
To be honest,
besides
the most
Kaytranada.
To be honest, the well-known we have, you know, we got Killy K, we got Will James, we got Trap Matt also.
So we got
Trap Matt. And we got a whole lot of others. You know, we got X-Lo. X-Lo actually coming up now. X-Lo actually coming up. Yeah.
She's very active.
She's actually coming up. Kaz also. Shout out to Kaz. Mello.
Yeah.
Honestly, the YNG members are actually coming up right now.
Mm.
They're doing their thing. They're grinding. You know, I actually look up to them a lot. They really do their own stuff, and like it's really like it's inspiring.
Really?
You know, it's inspiring to have a group that all grinding together, doing all their stuff, and then afterwards it can just go to like crazy level.
100%, bro. There is no I in team at the end of the day. So when everyone works together, you really get to see someone and like a group of people specifically just move on up together. I think that's really cool.
It's magic, bro.
It is magic.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful magic.
It's people chasing their dreams and actually achieving it.
Yes,
and it makes you want to do that too.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm trying to do now, you know, like, this WAP is new, but
I'm
trying to make it as known as possible, you know.
We all just trying to chase our dreams, bro.
Bro, sky's the limit, bro. 100. When you're a team, bro, you can go so far.
No, truth.
That's what's up. So, yo.
Yeah.
Before we talk about your unreleased, bro, I gotta ask you a very important question. I ask every guest, bro.
Yeah.
Trey, what is the quote of the day?
The quote of the day.
Okay.
The quote of the day is most likely centered on individuals.
That's what's up.
Their selves, you know. I would say look very far deep into yourself. See how far you can do. See every single thing you've accomplished in the past. And then ask yourself pretty much like, have you done enough? You know, have you done enough? Have you like showcased enough? Have you like pushed yourself very farther away? And I would say, I mean, it's a very controversial thing to say, but like, have you accepted God? You know, I feel like the evil, the wrong in the world is most likely, you know, I, as a Christian, I get this question asked a lot. It's like, if God is real, why do so much evil things happen in the world? And by asking this question, I ask them another question. I say, wouldn't you, assuming that there's evil in the world, also assume there's good? Wouldn't you, like, you see the night also assume there's the day? Or, like, light, darkness is pretty much opposites. And what God did is that we coexist with both good and bad for a single temporal period. And at the point of the time, it's more like you choose, because you have free will, duh. But, like, you choose, most likely, by the way, to either... I would say the evil is most likely the absence of good. So, the absence of God. The absence of, most likely, us rebelling against His will and saying, no, we don't want you in our world. We want to do our own thing. So, that's why evil gets filled in. Chaos gets filled in. Sin gets filled in. And afterwards, we just, like, all have these scars, battles, and all these famines, all these things. So... I'd say the quote of the day is, try God, try Jesus. I don't like to just say God because everybody believes in God, mm-hmm. but like the specific one that saves you is Jesus. It's very controversial, but I don't think that Krishna, Buddha, or Muhammad could save me. It's really just Jesus, bro. That's me. But if it, the people like believe in whatever, I'd say probably, you know, because the way I talk to God, I talk to Him like my father. We call Him Father. And all these other religions, they don't call them Father. So it's very controversial at that point. But I would say, yeah, just try Jesus Christ and you'll see a change in your life. I mean, by your own pace. I'm not forcing you. I'm not pushing you that. But I mean, a little bit, you know. A little bit, but like, you know, try.
Yeah.
You know, try Jesus most likely. Because me, I didn't grow up in a religious family. So me having Jesus in my life is a big change compared to seeing other people grow up to that. So, yeah, I'd say try it. Yo, try it, for
real. Honestly, bro. You're speaking your truth. So you're, yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. And I think that's great, bro. It's, again, you're so authentic and it shows in your music. And just in the way you're preaching right now.
There's yeah, so much 100%. Like it, I feel like the best way to describe you in general, like you're not just your music, but like... you as a person is just real. That's like the best way to like explain it, because you know what, it just feels,
we feel it,
and it's just like, it's just, it makes you feel good too, you know what? Yeah. I mean, like,
but that's the thing, the presence. I don't say that to just make you feel good, but also make you feel convicted.
Yeah,
you know, because you probably think you've done a lot of good things in your life, but what about the bad things? Does all the good things only make you a good person? I would say no, because you've done bad things too. So no one is good enough to be good, but Jesus, since He died for us on the cross and sent His blood to all humanity, He did that good for us to have this blood wash all of our bads away and be good with Him and not without Him. This is why when you're not living without Him, you're most likely doing more bad than good, or most likely going against your will, or going with your flesh instead of your spirit. The way that I say in both ways is more like the spirit is the way that leads you to where God and what is good for you, where you should go. The flesh is more your desires and pleasures. So, you know, lusts, going to parties, drinking, all that. I'm not saying, I'm probably pointing out many people, but when it comes to all this, it's like, it's cool for a time, but it's temporary. You know, when the earth is going to be gone, what are the good things going to bring with you? The party, the drinking, that's temporal. But when it comes to Jesus, it's infinite, it's eternal.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, like, I'm asking, like, your honest opinion, what do you think constitutes as a good person? Like,
constitutes?
Well, what do you think defines someone as someone that's a good person?
I would say a human being cannot be good. Because we've all lied. We've all stole something. We've all lusted before.
We've all made mistakes.
We've all rebelled against our old parents. Well, which in the Ten Commandments is say, you know, honor your parents the same way you honor God. But we don't do that. You know, most of the time we just don't want to listen to what our mother says, you know. And one of the best commandments I like to keep in my heart is love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, and spirit. Because when you have that in your heart, man, it keeps you moving. honestly. Like, I get to, I would say, if I got to compare my life before and after Christ, before, I just used to, you know, wake up, go to work, do my own thing. If I had events, I come back, and then it repeats. It's just a bunch of loops. And I thought I was really going out of my life for real, but it was just a big circle that was meaningless because I didn't know really where I wanted to go. But then with Jesus, you know, when I get him in, it's like I actually have a meaning and a purpose. I wake up and I very much just like, I feel grateful to be alive, because there's not a lot of people that gets to tomorrow, you know? There's not a lot of people that gets to wake up tomorrow and be like, ah, oh, what a nice day. But a lot of people eventually just, you know, they get on the life.
Yeah. Tomorrow was a gift.
Tomorrow is a gift.
It really is. And I think, like you're saying, it's a great practice to be grateful. I think it's something that not everybody thinks about, but being grateful is something you have to practice. It's not something that just comes to you, you know?
Yeah.
It's something that you have to practice and, like, really try to really embrace, you know?
Yeah.
And then at the end of the day, I think the more you do it, the better it is, and the mm-hmm. results are always better. And everything, and the music in your life, and all the spheres, you know?
Yeah. One thing about music, I say, music almost took me to a point that I was prideful. Mm-hmm. To a point that I wanted to make music for myself. I wanted to see how I can do music, and they need no help. How I was like, I was trying to be better than other people, mm-hmm. you know? Now I just do music because I love it. I do music because it's from my heart. I speak to it, you know? I speak through music. And God didn't give me that talent for no reason. He gave me that talent so that instead of doing it for myself, now I glorify Him and Him only using that talent. And I would say it's a good gift to have very much.
It's a good gift, and it's a good thing. You, like, again, you're grateful about it because
yeah.
He gave you the skill, and you're using this. You're using music as a platform to spread it, you know.
Yeah.
And you're spreading it for a good reason. I think like there's people who are not spreading it for good reasons, and that's like something that's a bit like. In a way, it's sad because you're spreading negative vibes, let's say.
Yeah, I mean, so, that's most likely that. I just want to make, you know, a little bit change in music and try to have, like, people to listen to realness and not fakeness.
Mm-hmm. In a lot of ways, I feel like your music is like a plant and everyone else's, like, copy-paste music is like a bunch of weeds. Like, in a lot of ways, you know, like, you gotta get rid of the weeds so, like, you know, we can grow.
Yeah.
And just keep getting better, and honestly I think that's what makes your music stand out the most.
Yeah, just plant a seed. That's what's up.
Plant a seed, that's what's up.
Yeah.
And honestly one thing that really like interested me about what Mario said was about the idea of being grateful.
Mm-hmm.
And something I've been struggling about was confusing being grateful mm-hmm. with feeling guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't know if you've ever felt this, but like
every time
I feel like when there's times where I should be grateful, I feel the opposite, where I feel guilt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, it's just, I don't know, like, I feel like I should be happy that I have something, but instead I feel bad that I do. Mm. Like, I don't know if, like, that make any sense.
Yeah, I call, most likely the way that I dealt with that, I kind of, like, call that self-sabotaging in a way. Because, you know, you should be grateful of the things you have, because not a lot of people have that. Like, you should be grateful of the roof over your head, the 100%. Food that you're given, the good parents that literally God chose by God to you. Perfect parents
100%.
That have made you grow up. Some people have very effed up parents, which is something they have to grow with, but it's more like character based. You know, they have to build their character, and that's most likely what God does every time. And, you know, I had a lot of, you know, I hit a lot of walls in my journey with God. And what I've learned is that Most of the walls I hit is just to build my character. It's not like God saying, you know, I'm going to make you hit that wall and you stay there. It's more like you're going to hit that wall, but I'm going to be right here with you to pick you back up so that you continue your journey. That's more like how I see Jesus, you know, a shepherd. Mm-hmm. You know, the way he leads his sheep is the same way that he leads us, you know.
That's what's up. So, yo, we're actually running out of time. We got like 2 minutes left.
Yes, sir.
So, right before we end it off, what else can we say? What's next for you? What's next for Trey?
What's next for me? I'd say we'll have to lend it to God's hand and see what he has to do. God's will.
That's what's up.
That's it.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Find out in the next episode of Dragon Ball Z. Let's get it.
Yes, sir. Cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger. Honestly, that's what's up, man. Honestly, this is like one of the most feel-good spiritual. Honestly, I needed this episode. Honestly, I needed to hear a lot of the things you needed to say. It's been a rough week. I'm not sure if it's gonna get better, but you know what? I'm more hopeful that it will be.
Yeah, honestly.
So thank you, man.
I don't believe in coincidences, and really much. I don't believe in coincidences. Before I came here, I really prayed very heartily about pay very intentional to what I'm about to say. And like for anybody to like, you know, get their heart or spirit or whatever that touch, so that afterwards, you know, if you don't mind, I could pray for you afterwards. If you
bro,
want
to. Of course, yeah, bro, of course, you're more than welcome, bro. Thank you. We'll pray for you too, bro.
Yeah, no, for sure. I accept prayers.
Of course, I got you. Yeah. But you know, it was an honor to have you on our show, bro. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Yeah. I'm very grateful for the words you said. This is one of the I needed to hear all of this, bro. For real. Yeah,
thank you for having me. Honestly,
thank you for coming, bro. Thank you to everyone who was here. Bro.
Thank
shout
you for
out
as well,
everyone.
Man.
Shout out to each and every one of you guys. For real. What a beautiful episode.
Yes,
I mean that fully, bro. So this is the Come Up 1690, White Boy Sauce, Trey, Mario, aka Mars, SideQuest Kenny, and shout out to everyone in the back. Yo, say your name, say your name. Shout out to Zwap. Yo, let's get it. Say your name, say your name.
Bro, come on.
Everyone say your name.
You know, it's Imani, producer, rapper. To any woman listening, though, I ain't had a Valentine. That's all I'm gonna say.
Oh, okay, I got it. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Come on, answer. So, yo, it's blessed day. You know what I'm saying? Your favorite producer, aka your favorite editor, aka your favorite baby father. I'm playing with y'all.
Valentine's Day.
Hi, nice to meet you guys. My name is Belly. I follow Belly on Instagram, and I do music, and that's it.
That's what's up.
What's up, y'all? It's Raf, aka Olive Raffy. Like, I make beats, I make music. Finna start rapping soon. Trust your vision, you gonna make it, twin.
That's what's up. We got one.
And always remember, guys, step out the comfort zone.
Amen.
And there's a reason why they call it comfortable. Just step it out. Step out.
And step out of the box, bro. For real. Box. And then we got one more. Who we here with?
Cameraman. Joaquin.
Joaquin.
Me up for your videos.
That's what's up, yo.
Cameraman,
shout out to him. Man, appreciate the cameraman. Appreciate everyone who's here, bro. It's 1690.
Yes,
bro,
sir.
Thank you guys for listening. See y'all on the next episode. Let's get it.
Yes, sir, man.
Always on the move. Cause that makes two. Some fate I still arrive. Save for depleted years and spiral time. And better still, I never kicked my wish. Soft as cotton with an iron grip. Count me the types of survival at the expense of the good. Just watch and see as my reflections all agree. Maybe one day we'll get rid of it and make off in the clean. But you know me, always in between bliss and suffering. All just too poor to
You're listening to CJLO.